USA Radio News.
Good afternoon. I'm James Gimmel. U.S. employers added 467,000 jobs in January, despite a wave of Omicron infections that kept many workers home. The Labor Department report today indicated the unemployment rate rose a tenth of a percentage point from 3.9% to 4%.
Our country has taken everything that COVID has to throw at us, and we've come back stronger.
U.S. Senator Mitt Romney says shame falls on a Republican committee for passing a motion to censor GOP lawmakers Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for their roles in investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. Romney tweeted that Cheney and Kinzinger were seeking truth at great personal cost. The U.S. House wants to make America more competitive with China when it comes to domestic supply chains. The Hill reports lawmakers passed legislation today addressing the global semiconductor chip shortage. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The U.S. Central Command held a virtual briefing at the Pentagon this afternoon about last August attack at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. Nearly 200 people were killed by Taliban forces, including 13 American troops. Lieutenant Colonel John Naughton talking about a detonation near the airport and how evacuees responded.
So as the Chevron became largely impassable and potential evacuees became more and more desperate, they began to seek out and utilize alternate ingress routes to bypass Taliban checkpoints.
The briefing was held as the United States prepares to send more military equipment to Ukraine. News Corps says its email accounts have been hacked, possibly by China. Reuters reporting digital intruders broke into News Corps' email accounts, compromising the data of an unspecified number of journalists. The breach has now been contained, but not before the company says the emails and documents of a limited number of employees were hacked into, presumably to gather intelligence for Beijing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason: results.
Worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he won't be watching the Winter Olympics. That after the way some feel a Uyghur cross-country skier was treated at the opening ceremony in China. WFLA Radio reports that country received heavy criticism for making the athlete one of the final torchbearers in the ceremony. Rubio says he won't, quote, watch, follow, or celebrate an Olympics hosted by a totalitarian communist regime, end quote. The Biden administration announced a diplomatic boycott of the Games because of China's human rights abuses. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says COVID-19 infection rates have declined nearly 19% from their peak in that state a month ago to 4.4%. Hospital capacity is also going down, and Hochul said at a news conference today, 80% of kids between 12 and 17 years old have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. Meanwhile, elsewhere around the country,
more and more cities and states are jumping off the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is reporting Iowa's public health emergency proclamation will expire February 15th, and two websites that track COVID-19 data will be decommissioned. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
It's going to cost you more money for Amazon Prime. NBC 10 TV in Philadelphia says Amazon is hiking the price for its annual Prime membership from $119 to $139 for the first time since 2018. And the monthly subscription is going up from $12.99 to $14.99. For USA Radio News, I'm James Gimmel.